The Youth's Instructor, October 1, 1857. Jesus calls. Dear children, Jesus is inviting you to open the door of your hearts and let him in. What are you going to do? Will you search carefully your heart and see what you indulge in and cherish that displeases Jesus and keeps the door of your heart shut against the dear Savior? Is pride or love of the world or selfishness in your heart shutting Jesus from you? If it is, keep Jesus out no longer. Turn these things out of your heart. Go alone and pray for grace, overcoming grace. Die to these sins and make the happy exchange for Jesus, His presence, His love, His power. Says Jesus, "If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me." Have you heard the voice of Jesus? Have you responded to that voice? Has the cutting, saving message taken hold of the soul and worked a reformation in the life? Or have you suffered this precious voice to be drowned by the confusion of the world? You can hear his voice if you will. You must first listen, then hear his voice, then empty the heart of besetting sins, that room may be made for Jesus, that he may come in and abide there. Children, if you overcome your besetments, you must pray and watch yourselves with jealous care. The grace of God is sufficient for you. It is sufficient for the weakest, and the strongest must depend upon the same grace or perish. To obtain this grace, you must go to your closet and there plead with God, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Be in earnest. Be sincere. Fervent prayer availeth much. When you sincerely feel without the help of God you perish, then will he appear for you. Then, as you hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus will come in and sup with you, and you with him. Often will your faith be tested, be tried, but tire not. Be unwearied in your efforts. Trust God, and your heart will again be joyous with a sense of pardoned sin and a holy confidence in your Redeemer.